This is Business Inspires, the podcast of the Tri-Village Chamber Partnership. To run a successful business, you need resources, valuable connections, and community recognition. Business Inspires will provide you with the tools, resources, and examples to inspire you to create the business you're envisioning. This episode is brought to you by the Tri-Village Chamber Partnership. Our innovative and active chamber is successful because of our smart and engaged members who cultivate our strong business community.
Boost your business with LBB Edutainment. Our expert strategies and coaching empower leaders and teams to transform your workplace culture and inclusivity. Let's create a better world of work today. Begin at lbbedutainment.com.
Grandview Heights seamlessly combines timeless charm with a modern vision.
This is Yasmin Robles, the Chief Sparkle Strategist at Robles Designs. We specialize in creating drool-worthy websites, stunning brands, and innovative marketing strategies for entrepreneurs who are hell-bent on taking over the world. Get started today at roblesdesigns.com.
The City of Upper Arlington, where superior services and citizens come first.
Welcome to Business Inspires, where our goal is to inspire you to create the business you envision. I'm Brett Johnson, Tri-Village Chamber Partnership board member and the owner of Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. Thank you for following and subscribing to the podcast. With me is Katie Ellis, President and CEO of the Tri-Village Chamber Partnership and co-host of the podcast. Great to be here with you, Katie.
As always, awesome to be with you guys. And with us today is the owner of Touche Financial Solutions, Sierra Thomas. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you both.
And we have something awesome going on with us because you are now the Tri-Village Chamber treasurer. So just as of what was that last Thursday, it was all official at our annual meeting. So we're thrilled to have you a part of everything.
So excited to be a part of the chamber and take on this new role. So excited to see what I can do. I know I have some big shoes to fill, but I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, I love the fact that you have a background in being, is it called like a certified teacher in QuickBooks or what is that title?
Pro advisor in QuickBooks. Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah. So I know that is something that I am not proficient with. So I know that you're going to just do a stellar job at helping me get things a lot more quick and easy to get things done. So looking forward to that.
It's for us to work together on that. I know it can be a little tricky. So
yes, yes, it is quirky. I know pulling things in, if it's not capitalized, it doesn't recognize it. I'm like, really? Come on. But that's okay. We'll get there. So can you tell us just a little bit about the journey that led you to establish Touche Financial Solutions?
Yeah. So actually, it was a very interesting journey. I actually started once I graduated college, I actually started in pre-med. My parents, they just wanted me to go to med school and, organic biochemistry just kind of almost took me out. And I was like, this is not for me. I always had the passion to want to help people. I just never knew what it was. I always volunteered for things in school, in high school, out of school and church. Always just wanted to, volunteer on different committees. How I just wanted to just kind of figure out how I can help make things better, or how can I just assist in making things better. So just in college, and I was really struggling with, my major. It just didn't fit. And so I had a mentor in college, and, she helped me through some things. And she was like, you always had that. You always have a good problem solving background. And would you ever want to look at accounting and explore that, as a career path? And I was like, well, maybe so. My grandfather, he had a business while I was growing up. And so I was a secretary. I handled all the money and the books. And, you know, I kind of had a little bit of experience, a little sprinkle with accounting. And so I was like, you know what, maybe I'll try. So she connected me with a mentor. Well, one of her friends who was a mentor, an accountant back then. And I just was able to kind of see what they were doing. And I actually, like, oh, this seems interesting. You know, you can work with numbers, help people, you know, help problem solve some things. And you're actually helping individuals. You're helping businesses just kind of move forward. And so just took my, you know, first class in college, and then, you know, kind of just maneuvered through that career path. While I was in college, I worked at Walgreens as a manager. And so just kind of integrated some things that I learned in college, you know, with my job. And so I just kind of continued to work and started to look for a job in accounting. And I went into public accounting, which was it was interesting, long hours. And so I was just able to kind of build a background with accounting. I had an awesome, she was also another mentor, but she was the CFO. So I worked right, you know, directly under her. And she taught me so much as it related to, you know, just accounting and just kind of understanding numbers, creating a financial system. The downside for that is the long hours of work. You know, we were working definitely during tax season. We were working 6 days a week. And some days, you know, I would get a call at 7 o'clock, like, hey, we need to do this report. And it just didn't give me a lot of flexibility. I'm a family oriented person. So I wanted to make sure I created a life for myself where I can still enjoy family, but also work at the same time. And I had a background just from my family experience in entrepreneurship, business ownership. So I wanted to leave. I wanted to be able to leave a legacy for my children one day. So I was like, you know what, let me just kind of start building a business for myself. So I started doing freelancing work while I was working in corporate. And then, you know, I did manage the books for like my church, smaller businesses who just kind of knew I was an accountant. And it just kind of, the rest was history. I'm from Youngstown, Ohio. So I started that career in Youngstown, and my husband ended up getting a job in Columbus. And so we moved to Columbus about nine years ago. And I just got connected with some awesome people. I did have a job in corporate accounting while I was in Columbus, but I stayed there for about a year, and I just kind of took that leap of faith, jumped out, and now I'm here 9 years later. So, yeah.
And you have a team now, right? It's not just yourself. It's
not just me. So I was able to build a team. I actually, I shouldn't say this on the podcast, but I actually took my, she was a assistant that I had in corporate, and she works for me now as my financial administrator. So we work really well together, and I was able to hire two more bookkeepers. So I do have a team, we're a small, close-knit team, but I do have a team. So that was definitely a good, you know, one of those highlights that I was able to kind of do as I grew in my business.
Well, that's what you got to do. You got to steal people. So what? I mean, you know, that's part of being an entrepreneur. I mean, good grief. If you find somebody, you got to make it worth, you got to bring them along. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I love that you have that education, not an education background, but a feeling that you want to teach, because financial is confusing. There are so many options. And if you don't go into it with the right attitude as a client of yours, yeah, you know, just us being general Joe six pack kind of people, it can be really overwhelming. And then I think that industry needs a lot of people like that. It should be rich of people educating, letting them know, you know, this is a journey and these are the best practices of how to, you know, whatever your goal is in your world, here's how to do it, you know, and take your time with it. So, yeah. So Touche Financial Solutions offers a range of services from financial planning to that tax prep. What sets your company apart from other financial service providers in the industry then?
Well, just kind of piggyback on what you're saying. I just like to create like a welcoming environment. Finance in general is just, it can be extremely overwhelming. People often run from just understanding their finances and wanting to do better in their finances, whether it's personal or business. So I like to just create that welcoming atmosphere. And, you know, I don't like to judge. I don't judge anyone for, you know, whatever situation that they're in or whatever stage in life that they're in. And just, you know, letting them know, you know, the first step is just kind of understanding and just kind of coming here, meeting with someone so that we can uncover what's going on. So I think just taking that approach has set me aside. But also we're very close knit. We work with large corporations, but we're very close knit. So I work with a lot of CEOs, business owners, and they can call me, they can text me. So I like to create that, just that client relationship where if you need something right away, email me, call me. If you're in, you know, in a bind and we need to kind of just figure some things out, I like to just be right, you know, be that right hand person. So I believe that sets me apart, and just kind of just focusing on the well-being of the client. Like, how are we going to make you better? Your success is always my success. So how can I help you, you know, help you get to the next level? Taking those complex challenges that you may face and just simplifying them so that you understand. So.
Yeah, that's a great game plan. I mean, how do you, as you grow, how do you keep that idea, that concept you're running with right now alive? Have you envisioned that? And, you know, if you add 3, 4, 5, a dozen people, how do you keep that one-on-one feel that you just described?
Yeah, I think that's always been my struggle. I've always wanted to find the right, you know, the right individuals that have that same mindset, that same mission, that want to help and they want to do better. So that is, you know, kind of, it's, I think hiring is always, it's always a pitfall and struggle within the company. So I don't like to hire those who are not, don't have the same mission. You have to have that caring support. You have to want to do, you know, want to do well at what you do. And just being able to be just committed to the mission. So I think just kind of finding those like-minded individuals is very difficult. It takes time. I don't want to just bring on just someone that just wants to find a job. I actually have to understand, like, is this what you want? Is this what you want to do? So, yeah.
And it seems as though the financial landscape is always evolving. So how is it that you're able to stay ahead of the curve to provide those innovative solutions that we all need?
Yeah. So I do take some downtime after, like, the second half of the year. I take some downtime, my team and I, and we focus on education. So continual education courses, personal development, professional development, just kind of figuring out how, you know, what's new, what's up and coming, what do we need to look out for, using technology as a leverage as well to continue. So we do take some downtime to just try to just learn, because it's an ever evolving atmosphere, and you always have to stay on top of stay on top of the new trend. So we do take time to just kind of decompress and just learn.
Yeah. So in your experience, what are some common misconceptions people have about financial planning, and how do you address them?
I think the biggest, one of the biggest things is just they can do it themselves. They don't need help. They can Google everything, and they can figure it out. And while I think you can get to a certain point with that, you always need a trusted advisor, and you need to have a team of advisors. So I think just understanding, you know, I need to have an investment advisor. I need to work with my banker. I need to work with my accountant, because the three all work together. They all work together for the greater purpose. So just wanting to take less control of your finances by, you know, leaving it to the professionals. But I also hear that, you know, financial planning is just, it's for wealthy, or it's for the wealthy individuals, or it's for when you're close to retiring. That's not the case. You should, at every stage of life, you should do some type of financial planning, whether it's just a simple budget or learning your or invested in retirement funds and things of that nature.
So you're saying it's really never too late.
It's never too late. Okay. Never too late. I think, I mean, once you start working, I think, I mean, even when you're 16 or I don't know the age of that, you know, that you can get a job now. But when you first start working, you should sit down with someone and just kind of figure out where you want to go in life with your finances.
I love that. I wish I had that at 16. I wish I knew you at 16.
I do too. I do too. Those are things that I've learned along the way. Like, wow, if I would have known this years ago, I think I would have been a lot further. But I mean, those are things that we can learn and pass back to the, or pass on to the younger generation. So I always stress that.
Right. So then looking ahead, what are your aspirations for the future for Touche Financial?
I actually am struggling with that because when I first started out, I wanted to be this huge accounting finance firm, servicing, you know, or having different locations all over. But I actually really like the close knit. So I think I want to remain a little smaller, but because I think I can do more with remaining smaller. I can have a bigger impact, because once you start to have this location and, you know, in maybe another state, then it starts to lose that personal touch. And I never want to lose that personal touch. So I think I want to remain small. But I also want to look at other services that I can provide to, you know, business owners, connect with other strategic partners in the community and see how we can all work together for the greater benefit of businesses.
That sounds good. So are there, again, let's go back to your role here with the, you know, Tri-Village Chamber Partnership. Are there any specific initiatives or project that you're particularly excited about spearheading in your role as treasurer? I know Katie has probably a list of 12.
Yes, I do.
Because it's fun to have a new, you know, it's not that the person walking out did not want to do anything. It comes down to, it's always fresh blood, fresh air. That's like, hey, I'm seeing this a little differently. Yeah, to do things. So anything in particular or things in your mind?
Yeah. Well, nothing specific. I do want to just always promote financial education. How could, you know, I help the community, the members, maybe having some financial education courses. I know there's other financial advisors within the community. So maybe I can, you know, team up with them and we can create some initiatives around helping business owners and individuals with their financial planning and just for, you know, in their finances as a whole. And of course, whatever Katie has for me, I'm always excited
When you told me that we could build the budget into QuickBooks and then like do that month by month to kind of reflect, because I don't know, you know, how many other people there are building budgets, but that, it's a daunting thing to do. And then also, how often are we checking this? Like, how often are we on course? So I am so excited to just have that, like, you know, as a very quick, easy way to check in so that we can navigate, because I think it's so important to know those numbers. It either makes you feel really comfortable in, you know, a certain aspect of things, or it gives you that that kind of guiding light, like, oh, we really need to pay attention over here now. And it's not something then that we're in shock as the year ends, right? So I'm really looking forward to doing that with your QuickBook expertise.
I'm all about financial reporting and just knowing where you are. It'll definitely help with some strategic decisions that, you know, that you want to make and growth that you want to, you know, that we want to just kind of do as a whole, as an organization. So I definitely am excited about that piece of it. So reporting is all me. I love the analytics and the numbers. So I'm very excited to assist with that.
That's great.
Good. Good. We needed that jigsaw puzzle piece. And you to continue on. Definitely. Yeah, that's for
absolutely.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, we always like to end with a fun question. Okay. And this is the fun question for you. So you have $100,000 that you got from anybody and you have to donate or create a charity. What do you do with it?
Well, I would actually can I do both is the question.
Sure. It's your $100,000. You know, it's right there in the QuickBooks. You see it. You can do whatever you want to do with it. Yeah.
So I would do both. I would definitely donate to some established charities and organizations. But I would definitely want to create a charity as well. My family has had history with cancer. My mom is a breast cancer survivor. My grandmother, who passed away, she passed away 3 years ago from pancreatic cancer. And she was also a breast cancer survivor as well. And so I definitely want to create a charity around that, just to serve women and even men who, have breast cancer or they're diagnosed, and just be able to kind of help them and assist them during that time period. So that's always have been on my radar. So I definitely want to create a charity around that.
Good. There's no wrong answer to that question, is there? You know, just like, yes, let's do it. And in that world, you're right. There never seems to be enough help.
Right.
Support. Right. That just, yeah. You know, it's such a, cancer is just, it just tears everyone apart, whether it's the person affected or the family. And that support is never enough. It just never is. Yeah.
Never enough. Definitely want to create just even, you know, just transition, from a family standpoint, it was very difficult, I know, for me to deal with. So just being able to help and provide some services, counseling services for the family as well, to get through that and to help their family member navigate during those difficult times.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out. I know this is such a busy time of year for you. as the 15th of April is quickly approaching. So I'm sure people are saying things like, can you please file an extension for me? It goes so quick. Yeah. Yeah. But thank you so much for your time. And we will be having you do a QuickBooks talk with us, like getting down to some things and doing some Q&A. So everyone look for that in the upcoming months with Sierra. And thank you again.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Listeners, thank you for joining us. And don't forget to check out our podcast page on the Tri-Village Chamber Partnership website. Look for the podcast tab at the top of the homepage. And then, you know, tell us what you think about this or any of our episodes at this email address, info@chamberpartnership.org.
Did you know sponsoring a Tri-Village Chamber event not only builds brand awareness, but expands your network? Our chamber unites hundreds of businesses and individuals through meaningful relationships, educational programming, exclusive resources, and awesome events. Sponsorship supports our efforts to build and strengthen the community. To find out which opportunities are best for you, contact me directly at Katie, K-A-T-I-E, @chamberpartnership.org. Thanks for partnering with us.
Thanks for listening to Business Inspires. Check out the podcast show notes for information about this podcast, to schedule a guest appearance, or to find out more about sponsoring this podcast.